What's up, fool? What's up, fool podcast? Welcome to the What's Up, Fool podcast. We're here every Wednesday live on YouTube.com, ATC at 12:30, or get us on Friday morning or Thursday morning. Or some people wait till Monday morning to listen to the podcast. Some people don't even know we have a podcast. So shout out to Alex DeLarge for always walking into Apple Store and making sure that every iPad, every tablet, every iPhone. Computer, every iPhone is subscribed to the What's Up Fool podcast. Now, we've been here all year, and we never ask you guys for anything. We don't ask you guys for money. We didn't even ask you guys to come to the shows. You come because you wanted to go. But, like always, every Christmas, I need everybody to get on the iTunes, get on the places where you can comment on our podcast and write something nice. Say, hey, guys, thank you for another great year. Merry Christmas. I love the podcast. Or, hey, guys, fuck this podcast and fuck you guys. Hope this show's better next year. Okay? That's also a comment. Good or bad, we need those comments. Okay? That's the only reason. That's the only way people know that you guys are out there listening. So, that's it. It doesn't take much. Just open up another window and go, hey, man, I love this show. It's so free.
So free.
I get to listen to it at work. My wife's into it now. It kind of sucks because it was kind of my own show. Now I'm going to share it with somebody. What's up, fool? We got Rodrigo Torre. What's up, Rodrigo? Anything too bad about that?
Huh? Yeah, just go up there, man. Whatever, right? Not just iTunes, SoundCloud, every platform, Stitcher, all of them have it, dude. Go on YouTube. Do that.
And do it for your man, too, goddammit.
Oh, you got a lot of them over there, man. I'm a man, shut up. You breathe heavy.
What's up, fool? We got Lisa right here.
Yes. How you guys doing?
Looking like J-Lo over here.
No.
Lisa like from the block?
Lisa from the block.
Or Ja Rule.
R-U-L-E. What's up, fool from Elkhart, Indiana? What's up, fool, for blowing up? We made it to ATC. We've been here for a while now. Dante Boy, Steve Mancini, Jay Berrones. That's Joe Barone. Omar Gonzalez. Good to see Lisa healthy. She can't go before Flacco.
No.
It was close.
It was close. It was touch and go there on Wednesday. Sorry we canceled.
Had to cancel, man.
Yeah.
There was more blood than the last week than it was at the OJ trial. Yeah. What's up, fool? Oh, yeah, man.
What up?
Guess how cold it got last week in the Valley on Wednesday night.
30?
48.
It was 43 this morning.
It was 48 at 3 p.m. Never in LA, bro.
That's almost frosty.
You get cold, right, in Riverside,
yeah,
right?
It was like 45, 47.
But we're talking the Valley, man. It was like 120. We're fucking talking about weather. We had no nothing to talk about. What's up, fool? Any shows coming up?
Yeah, you've got Ontario, which is almost, actually, it's sold out. All of it. 7 shows, 27 through the 30.
We might add an 8 show.
Ontario. You're going to add
no,
one?
No, we're not going to add
one. Oh, because you said no.
No,
right?
We said no.
We're trying to bring Michael Blackston record and what's his name record? D-Ray Davis.
Yeah, those are the guys who are selling 8 to 10 shows at comedy clubs. And
a week.
D-Ray Davis will do 2 shows Thursday, sold out. 2 shows
Friday.
No, 3 shows Friday, sold out. 3 shows Saturday, sold out. And then 2 shows Sunday.
It's my mind, man.
And then if you go find out what Michael Blackston was doing, he'll come back. He'll just stay until Monday.
Did they have a little competition?
No. I don't think nobody knows. I don't think none of these people know what anybody's doing.
Yeah, so we're having, so we got Ontario, that's sold out. Then we have Denver, New Year's Eve. And Denver, New Year's Eve at Paramount Theater. And
with who?
Huh?
With who?
What do you mean with who?
Who's on the show?
You haven't told me yet.
I thought you said Larry Bubbles Brown.
I'm checking with him, that's right.
Man.
I checked with him last night, but he's supposed to get back
Johnny
to today.
Johnny in his big bag.
Johnny's coming, Rodrigo. I don't know if Larry's coming, but
Murr. I
hope so. They got a little shell on him, huh? Yeah, I've seen that movie you fools were telling me
Which
about.
Which one?
The one that Homeboy's in, The Fog.
The Fog? Damn, I haven't seen it yet.
Wait, you're
but
also
you were
coming,
telling me about it.
Hold on. You're also coming to Bridgeport, Connecticut, the
That's
first
right.
week
January
of 3rd, January.
Benny Brand.
So right after, yeah, the Stress Factory, right after...
That merch bag is already packed.
Yeah, it is. It is. You got to already, because you guys are doing a turnaround. It's like going to Denver and you're leaving the first, come back, and then you might be leaving the second to go to.
Ain't no crazy traveling like that one time we did with Homeboy, huh?
With Mike Epps?
The festival last tour? God damn, that was nuts.
That's because we were missing flights.
Yeah. Hey, I seen you guys were telling me about The Fog, but I didn't see that part where they cut everybody with the string. Is that another movie?
Oh, that's the one.
What's it called?
That's Ghost Ship.
Oh, man. I'm over here waiting for that scene the whole time. I'm like, dude,
I'm sorry.
The right movie?
But The Fog is scary, huh?
Yeah, but it's an original movie by Homegirl from Halloween. Jamie Lee Curtis was in the original one in the 70s.
No, not because
I heard of The Fog already.
Yeah, because this is The Fog with D. Ray Davis is in it.
Oh,
it was cool.
No. Oh, no, I don't know that one.
But Ghost Ship.
I thought the because it's an original Fog movie. Yeah. The
Jamie,
Fog.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
It's a B-movie.
It's an old one.
Yeah, it totally looked like that. I was going to buy it.
No, bro, Ghost Ship is the one.
Ghost Ship. I'm going to watch it today.
Dude, that shit was scary, huh, when they fucking get cut with that thing.
Oh, dude, that shit was tight.
Yeah, man.
You guys watch anything good?
I've been watching the new Mrs. Maisel.
The new new season?
It's okay. She wants to go to France.
France.
Mademoiselle. Hey, I've been watching Frontier. Got to the third episode of the new season.
Of what?
Frontier. They're looking for Lord Benton, huh?
They're looking for his punk ass, dude. They sent a new fool to go get him, huh?
Yeah, dude. It was tight,
huh? Supposed to be ruthless. Come on. Can't be more ruthless than anybody in the fucking new Frontier, bro.
But I think they're going to save it to like the last couple episodes, dude. But like, dude, what's up? Dude, they be using those chicks for everything, huh? The women in there?
Oh, they have no choice, bro.
Dude, like, it's crazy, dude.
Man, I've been reading that book, The Other Half Not, The Half Not Told, which is like how slavery was a real impact on the American economy in the beginning.
Oh, that's where we get all our cheese from, dude.
Oh, dude, but they never talk about it, right? But
cotton
it was
money.
All kind of slaves. If the price of cotton were to go down, the price of slaves will go down. It's all commodities.
It all revolved around that economy.
Yeah, man. I saw 48 Hours. I saw
original one.
No, Trading Places.
I saw one of the best Christmas movies out there, Trading Places.
Karate Man.
So I was Isaac. Fast forward to the
on
boobs.
The inside. I tried to fast forward through the boobs, so I ended up pausing on the boobs.
She has a good rack, huh?
My favorite part is Bo Diddley, bro. Yeah, she's healthy.
Oh, dude.
She's
hot.
I don't know if she went from Halloween to that movie or Halloween to John Travolta movie than this movie.
I don't know. That was a crazy, I'm sure a crazy couple of years for her, but it's funny. I never knew she was Tony Curtis's daughter, dude.
When
you guys told me.
Janet Leigh and Tony Curtis.
Janet Leigh for
Psycho.
Yeah, dude, I was tripping on that, dude. I mean, a little film royalty, huh?
Yeah.
A lot of people in that movie, man.
And she's married to Christopher Guest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She married to him now?
They've been married forever, like 30 years.
Ugly covers always get the hot chicks.
That's a peculiar look.
I never found Jamie Lee Curtis that attractive.
I think
everybody always says hot, but it's weird.
I think she's gorgeous. Yeah, she's a good-looking lady.
Something to me.
No, I mean, neither.
I feel like she's pretty, but
she's real pretty and attractive in that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Total Recall?
No, not Total Recall.
Running Man?
They're like spies.
Oh.
I know what you're talking
about. True Lies?
True Lies.
Yeah, True Lies. Because she actually worked out for that movie to get her body like Linda Hamilton in Terminator 2.
Yeah, it's funny. The first time I ever seen titties was in Commando when they break through the... hotel door. Damn, dog. I was
that
like,
was yours?
That was the first time I ever seen titties.
Mine was Porky's.
Besides my mom's.
Porky's 1 and 2.
Porky's.
That was a crazy one, huh? Cause like,
Porky's is badass.
In the 80s,
dog.
They would always throw in like unneeded like boob shot. Like, you don't really need it out
Gratuitous.
There.
Gratuitous.
Everybody talks about it.
But it was like a tip for the guys. Like, hey guys, I know you like action movies. But here comes the areolas.
Hell yeah. High five.
You're right about Commando, bro. When he's fighting that black dude and they break into the house and that dorky ass dude having sex. That girl has big boo, like
big
a porn star.
Yeah. Because they just busted through the door because they're all fighting, dude.
Ah!
Yeah.
Also, dude. Man, a nice boob shot was in Point Break, bro. When they break into the meth house.
Ah, yeah.
That chick with the big boobs
comes
out all methed out. They have to punch her.
Yeah, dude. She was jacked, dude.
Punching and boobies.
She fucked that dude up, though, bro.
Yeah, dude. The first one.
Dude, let me tell you, man. I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter, bro. But somebody hitting you with the bottom of your foot, barefoot, that shit hurts.
Oh, dude. That elbow?
She fucking hit that foot, that cup in the back with that shit.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
You turn around and just knocked her ass out.
If you get a clean shot in a little spot where it's vulnerable, you're done, dude. You're going down, dude.
That must be tough, man, to be in a movie scene and you know that everybody's going to see your boobs. Even the guy who made the snacks. Like, why is he there too now? Like, he should be over there making sandwiches for lunch.
The grip.
But he's out there all quiet. The guy with the microphone going at the theater with you. But if you're a big actor, you probably say, you know, I want all the perverts out of the room. But he's our best sound guy.
Isn't that how they did it for Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise in Eyes Wide Shut? It was just him, Stanley
Kubrick. Nobody wanted to see how tall she was compared to him in that scene, bro.
She was holding a baby.
I heard that he got really upset when they were having sex and Nicole Kidman picked up Tom Cruise and raised him in the air like Lion King.
Give us that little song from Lion King. Little guy.
No black sand.
He's a little guy that's not really known for being a little guy, huh?
What's up, fool? Man, they canceled Kevin Hart, bro, for a tweet he did 10 years ago. I didn't know Twitter was around that long.
Really? It was 10?
Going 10 back.
Yeah.
Is it a background check 7? That's how it's at the DA's office.
That's what
office.
Some people were saying, yeah. Like, background checks.
And then Nick Cannon busted out a bunch of homophobic tweets from Amy Schumer.
Chelsea Handler.
And Sarah Silverman.
But those are women. It's different.
Yeah, like it's, there's just
white
a lot
women.
Of
super different.
It's just dumb.
It's totally retarded, dude. Come on, man. He's like one of the biggest movie stars right now.
And then Gabriel Iglesias talking about they should make him host.
Damn!
How many movies you been in, bro? For the last time somebody said, let's go watch that Gabriel Iglesias movie. Bro, I'm going to lie to you, man. If you have, I don't have to lie. It's a fact. The only way you're going to host the Oscars, if all of a sudden 100 million people went to go see your comedy in one day. Or you were in the hottest movie that just came out, like Crazy Rich Asians. The best host right now to host the Oscars would be Awkwafina from the Crazy Rich Asians. That's the Chinese girl.
That was a sweet movie.
And Tiffany Haddish together. Mm-hmm. You put Awkwafina and Tiffany Haddish in the next movie, like a cop movie. That movie's going to get number one. And it's going to be the number one bootleg in the hood, too.
Oh, we were always talking about Cagney and Lacey with Leslie Jones and Tiffany Haddish.
Leslie Jones should have played on that jazz singer. What's her name?
Nina Simone.
Nina Simone.
That since the beginning.
But Hollywood always wants to put a pretty person. Like if somebody would have played Rodrigo, they would never get the guy who looks exactly like Rodrigo. They'll get fucking...
Benjamin Bratt.
Hell no, bro. They'll get what's his name, bro, from Batman. What's his name?
Ben Affleck.
No, the other one.
Val Kilmer.
No.
Oh.
Recently.
Oh, the
British dude.
Three name kid.
The British guy.
Oh, British guy.
American Psycho.
Oh, Christian Bale?
They'll get Christian Bale. Oh. They get that food to start hanging out like taco trucks.
Yeah, man.
And getting all kind of weight. And then he'll play Rodrigo Torres. Because that fool's playing Vice President Cheney.
Yeah.
That's
really?
What
yeah. He's all like gain weight for the
he
role.
He gained like 50 pounds.
More, I think, dude. Like 70.
Stop.
Nah, for real. We seen the trailer this weekend.
I believe you. I'm just saying. He should stop.
For real, man. Like, I think, Christian Bale got really, really skinny to play at that movie Mechanic?
The Machinist.
The Machinist.
Yeah, he got really, really skinny.
Huh?
Yeah.
Dude, I heard he didn't even eat for like 60 days, dude. Just water. Because the whole thing, you watch the movie?
Oh, I didn't? Saw how thin he was. I thought it was fake.
No, it was trippy. Do you watch the movie, Alicia?
Yeah, we watched it.
I totally tripped out why the whole thing he was doing at the end, because he was feeling remorse for running over that person. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand it till the end. It was a good movie, but, you know, pack a lunch.
Yeah,
man,
slow.
This fool talking about
what?
Christian Bale in Harsh Times, I'm going to have to say no.
Yeah, that's the only Christian Bale movie
said,
I don't like, dog.
That was that he played a good cholo. I didn't know he was a cholo, bro.
No, he was just the crazy homie. You know who's in it? Citric.
Citric's in it. So is Noel G.
Yeah.
And then Emilio Rivera just killed at that bar for no reason, bro.
Yeah, that was a quick one. Hey, was that bar like over here in Lincoln Heights?
I think it is.
Yeah, dude. Hey, so what's up with the Academy? Like, what are they going to do? Like, supposedly they're saying now they're going to do it without a host. How are they going to do that?
Autobot 2000.
I thought it was funny, man.
Like a stupid robot or something.
I thought it was funny when Gabriel Iglesias was trying to say that he wants to be the host. Like, what are they going to do, bro? He can't even deliver a joke. What are you going to think? Talk about, hey, me and Tom Hanks were hanging around and quack, 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 quack. Or just do jokes? Like, come on, man.
Martin!
What are you going to do, like, Martin? People are going to yell out, who's that? We don't watch your comedy.
No, the Oscars always like somebody writing for some stupid TV writer writing jokes. Except, like, with Jamie Foxx, he brought his own crew on. He brought, like...
What writer do Gabriel know, man? Ricky Gervais? Come on.
I know.
Hey, we've seen the Ricky Gervais looking like the young one over there. Oh, in my God. I didn't want to put him on blast too much, so I kind of like talked to a ventriloquist, like a ventriloquist to this fool. Did he look like him or not, Doc? Oh, my God, dude.
Everybody try to host, bro.
Who do you think? What do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to get that girl?
I have no idea.
They're talking about Hannah Gadsby or whatever?
They're probably going to go young. They're probably going to go young and like malleable, somebody they can just put a script in front of and say, just be this boring host, you know?
Ariana Grande or what?
Somebody like that. Or like,
she
know.
Survived terrorism.
You know, one of those Selena Gomez types, you know, who's very TV friendly, doesn't have any scandals, you know, doesn't have any, just is, you know, they're too young to have any scandals yet, too.
But Chappelle, though, fool.
Nah.
You're probably not even into it, huh?
They'll bring up that transgender joke.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want it either. Somebody said, Corey Holcomb said that Tiffany turned it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And then somebody else said The Rock turned it down, but I don't know if that's true. I haven't seen it.
What did The Rock tweet, bro? That he want nobody to know. Fuck Hulk Hogan.
That's nuts, dude.
Yeah, he played a wannabe white cholo. He's just like some white guy who grew up in the same neighborhood.
That movie was made by the same guy who did it on Training Day, huh?
David Ayers.
So it was brand new. It was like his first film.
And End of Watch.
You know who else was in there in that movie? Another podcast guest, Juice.
Oh, yeah.
He in which one? In
Harsh Times?
Harsh Times. What scene was that for when? Because I watched it that one day after Sictor came on.
Probably a cholo.
Yeah, man.
What's up, fool? I haven't seen Creed 2. You?
No, I haven't.
Creed 1.
The Creed 1's real good, dude. It was a trip, dude, watching that movie. Because I guess it was one of Creed's side kids. And he comes out, and then the wife goes over there and, like, you know, brings him in, and then, you know, he gets trained by Rocky and stuff. Supposedly, it's real good, though.
My favorite Rocky is Rocky 1. That's it, bro.
Oh, you don't like the one with Clubber Lang?
That's a good one, though, but that one's too comical.
I'd say I like 1 through 4, even.
Yeah.
4.
Did he fight a robot or something?
Well, no, there's a little robot in the beginning of 4. Because they're rich. Now. And that's like Polly's robot or something like that.
He gets out of jail?
Yeah. But I like 4 because he's gotten soft and rested on his laurels, and he's just been doing commercials and acting and boxing.
Right?
And then Dolph Lundgren challenges
kills
him.
Kills homeboy first.
Though. And yeah, so it begins like
and
by
Creed
him killing.
Said, I'll fight him.
Yeah, so he gets killed. And then that's the end of all
the
Rockies to me. That's it.
Throw in the damn towel.
Yeah, to me that's it. Not anything after that is stupid.
I love all of them.
I do like the idea that he's reinvented it through this Michael B. Jordan.
Dude, think how long that's been going. That and Rambo, dude. Come on, dude.
And this is a guy, aside from Rambo, this is a guy who, knock him for his enunciation or his acting ability sometimes or whatever he's done.
Dodging the draft.
And just
Stallone.
A lot of cheesy stuff, you know, that he's done. Say what you will about him, man. He created a legacy for himself.
That's the thing about Rocky and Stallone is that if you were to come up with a story, like a story that belongs to Rocky, like you say you want to do, I want to do a Clubber Lang story. How did Clubber Lang get to where he's at? And if Stallone likes to script, he'll say, let's do this. Mm-hmm. He owns that, bro. Like he's like George Lucas, but he's like Stallone. He owns the Rocky movie. Like if you were to come up with an idea just to do a background movie just on fucking Adrian, he'll do it.
That'd be cool anyway.
That's badass, dude. Because you could just go back and go, you know what? Let's show Rocky's shitty fights when he was nothing, when he was They were spitting at him, bro, when he was fucking sweeping the fucking ring.
Yeah, those were that was the opening scene of the original.
That was the harsh times, huh?
Yeah, dude.
Dude, remember like...
Hey, bro, go for it.
My best friend, bro, when that fool kicking him out, and then he come back kissing ass, bro, and
when he found out he's going to get a shot.
But now he's kissing ass hard, bro.
But see, that's the only fool that knew him, though, dog. And he's all, that's the problem. I never had a manager. But he came back, and then, like, he got pissed because he was on his emotions, but then he went back outside and grabbed the little old man.
So that fool never had a manager?
Mickey didn't have a manager. Because remember he had that picture of him when he was young? Yeah, and then he's all, I know what I can do, what we can do, dude, for you. And then ended up doing it. And he was old school, dude. And then homeboy was a southpaw, too, fool.
Who was?
Stallone, Rocky.
My dad said that they forced that fool to be a left-handed, bro. He said my grandfather would tie up his right arm.
Yeah,
so he could use the left.
They did that to my grandpa.
Well, why?
Because he was left-handed.
A lot of back then it was known as sinister. The left meant sinister, and so people who were left-handed were encouraged to use their right hands.
They also said they.
But you're talking about training in terms of getting better on the other side.
Oh no! To not use that other arm, so they'll tie the other one.
Yeah, yeah. But they would. But kids got punished for using their left hands.
That dude from the Texas Tornadoes, Flaco Jimenez.
Yeah.
They said that he was a kid. He had polio, but he also had another leg that wasn't straight, so he tied him to a piano leg, and then that's how he started playing music. And that was told. That story was told to us. The guy that used to own Texas, may he rest in peace.
I got tacos.
Yeah, man.
That place is closed?
Texas, it's Texas? Done, dude.
That place was fucking delicious.
I think he just kept it in that little spot, dog.
Everybody he hung himself, huh?
Yeah, man. Committed suicide. Because the story goes that he was having a lot of problems, and people were ripping him off, going over there to do the plumbing on the new place. And then, like, he'll give him, like, 10, 20 Gs. They'll skip out on him. He had to get another one. Then he was having problems with the permits, all types of stuff. And then in the end, dude, called it quits.
Wow. Man, but the man, that fool, he had a tortilla machine maker that made like the perfect flour tortillas. Like some flour tortillas, I guess in the West Coast, are thin, but his came out perfectly thick, bro.
And they weren't like too thick and they weren't under thick. You know what I mean? They were almost handmade almost.
I can't believe this dude, like, as soon as you sit on a table, he'll give you flour tortillas with butter first.
Yeah, man.
And then there'll be flour tortilla with your meal. Flour tortilla with your tacos. You got a lot of flour tortilla, bro.
Hell yeah, dog.
But when that fool put up that flour tortilla, bro, and that fucking butter just melted on it, huh?
Oh, dude.
I'm a fat-ass pig, bro, but that was good food.
It's super delicious.
It was basic.
If you have never tasted that, you know, you're not your vegan, whatever, but if you have never had something like that before, you don't know what it's about, dude.
I've had
soaks into that flour, that butter. It just doesn't slide off.
Yeah, man. I had Mexican food in L.A., like tacos, whatever, taco de esto, but I never had taco with flour tortilla. And right there, they used to get the little flour tortilla and then put the guisado,
which
was red pork. And I don't know what it was, but they would put cheese and it would melt.
Yeah, it's basically, if you ever want to get any wannabe version of that, you can get it at Baker's, probably the closest place.
Oh, yeah?
That little fast food place in the desert?
Because it has a little, like, you know, that little kind of guisado salad, but they put, like, cheddar cheese, you know, shredded up. But, dude, that stuff was bomb, dude. Super delicious, man. But it's funny, they'll put those tortillas down, they all disappear.
Look at this guy, bro. No offense, but this podcast is hot garbage. You think it'd be more interesting since your comment, but no. Hey, Mohammed, all you have to do, bro, just go watch something else.
Do your own podcast, dog.
Go watch TV. You know, there's other things you could do besides watch a podcast. You could lower your pants, pull out your penis, and jerk off.
No, please don't.
Actually, just do it.
You'll feel better, bro.
Get some lard, whatever. Oh, not lard. Mohammed don't use pork.
Yeah.
So get some shortening.
Crisco.
Crisco, bro. Do something, bro. This podcast is not about entertaining.
Hey.
This is about wasting an hour.
What's up with you guys? You guys kind of started a little vegan revolution. Everybody's like busting out vegan. Even Vinny got some vegan butter the other
day.
Even
Alfred Robley with his fucked up lip. Him and his wannabe cat.
Everybody thinks they're going to live longer, huh?
Everybody thinks they're going to get likes, bro.
But there's a lot.
If you're doing it for the likes, go ahead, eh? But
I don't think Vinny's doing that, though. Vinny's not.
I'm talking about Alfred Robles.
But Vinny says, dude, because the dude that he went on tour with is vegan, too.
Yeah.
He was all whole food in it, too. So,
yeah. Oh, you make little changes in your life.
know, adjustments.
A little adjustments, drop some things here and there.
I should find those people that do it for a month and expect instant change. Like my brother said, I'm going to try vegan for a month.
You have to do at least a year.
I think they're trying to see if they can hang, you know, for that long without caving in.
It's hard for people because they see it as a whole year.
Temporary or whatever.
It's just one day.
It's easier if you have like a partner to do it with too, though.
Yeah. But you can, you know, my cousin used to like filter in like 3 non-meat meals each week, you know, for dinner. And that's how they did it. They just like slowly changed.
Oh, this is funny, bro. This shit killed me, dog. I was doing something. I was going through my wallet, and I saw my photos of my dog, rabbit. And I saw this food photo, right?
The birthday party?
Yeah, I did the photo. Yeah. We wrote it back. Yeah. I thought I was going to write something cute.
You don't remember that one time we were going to the John Levis Club, and you pulled out his photo? Yeah. Oh, we're late for a birthday party. But he was still little then.
Little as
Yeah, yeah. We didn't even want
to. We're like this. So you understand. We're late for this kid. They didn't want to let us in, right? We're late for this kid's birthday party.
That's the one I thought you were going to pull out right
That's funny.
I'm like, this is a current.
That lady, and she let us in.
It was funny, dude.
Hey, Reco Sanchez. I don't know if Fluffy has a special next year. He has a sitcom that they're making on Netflix.
Yes, he has a special and a sitcom that's coming out.
You could go ask him. I don't know.
But you could go ask him, man.
We're getting the Netflix deal, too. We're waiting to hear what it is this week.
What's up, fool? Shout out to Mario Cruz. Vegans want to get rid of them. Bring home the bacon.
No, Mario Cruz. Vegans don't want to do that. PETA is starting some stupid campaign about that.
Renaming?
It has nothing to do with what vegans really want. Everybody thinks this is stupid.
Stupid ass PETA, bro. Like, the stupid ass PETA came out and said, like, you know, like, I'm hungry as a dog or I'm hungry as a horse.
I could eat a horse.
or beat a dead horse. That's offensive language. No, you shouldn't say that.
But, like, they're totally serious with this thing. They're pushing this, like, changing language.
If I was a donor of that piece of shit place and they would use my money to stop people from saying, I'm so hungry I could eat a horse. Oh, man, it's fucking ridiculous, man. What do you think, Rodrigo?
They're full of shit.
Isn't that stupid?
It's like
It sounds like an SNL sketch, right?
To me, it's like if I was actually into PETA and I was doing all this stuff, mm-hmm. donating money, that would actually turn me off. And, you know, I was like, cut off my credit card, all that stuff. We're not using it.
But you know what? They're not out there trying to protect dogs like Squishy, bro.
Right.
They ain't over there trying to rescue no dogs, but they want you to fucking stop eating.
Yeah, they're on a larger, they're on a higher level in terms of like awareness stuff rather than the street level stuff that you actually need, which is helping to save these animals, helping with like free spaying programs and that sort of stuff. You know,
they're like pigs and chicken farms.
They're all about this.
Yeah, they're the larger scale.
Because they went over there. They've been accused of doing like terrorist stuff, right?
Yeah.
Because there was a big old case.
Different things. They've also been accused sometimes of euthanizing or supporting euthanasia for dogs and cats who are strays. And like, you know, instead of really having rescues and no-kill shelters, like they feel like they'd be better off just being killed, you know, being euthanized. So there's an argument against that as well, you know.
They got also, too, with that whole thing, taking pictures of those big old, slaughterhouses. Mm-hmm. Even the Supreme Court says you can't do that anymore.
Right. You know, I had a friend I worked with. His dad worked for the FDA. And they barely, like, sometimes they wouldn't even look at the floor, at the killing floor. They wouldn't even enter it. And they would just talk and say hi to their contact over there at the company. And then, I can't control it. This is from the main thing. It's not connected. So, the FDA would just come in, say hi, chit-chat, whatever, and fill out their form and then leave, and they wouldn't look at anything. And when you go in the office, like, it's all blocked off. The killing floor is not visible. And so there's no way for them to even come in and, like, sneak a peek. And it's, like,
shout out to Adrian Irma Valadez for casting me on Mayans. The Maya need you, Felipe. You can drive the van.
Drive the van. I'd be like Noe Gonzalez. I was in the movie Cellular, bro.
Yeah, man. I'll be B.A. Baracus.
You didn't see that one? That one fool told us he was in that movie? And we never seen him?
Never saw him.
I'm on the phone in the van. Cellular.
He said went grocery shopping on Saturday. And they left the bags on the floor. They didn't put them on top. And Squishy came in. And
when grabbed, we were gone,
when
we had
they,
left,
when they were yeah. gone, and she grabbed herself a little bag of mini bagels, bro. And
12
a grapefruit.
Mini bagels.
And she ate them all.
She carried that bagel bag over to her bed. And then she must have gone back for the grapefruit because she can't carry both. Then she had the grapefruit and she put that on her bed too. But she didn't eat it because she barely has any teeth left. So she didn't tear that open. But she tore the bag of bagels open and ate 12 mini bagels.
Got like teeth like Mom's Mabley, huh? Tell that story about how she got mad, dog, at you.
Gross.
You guys were feeding her like a little burger or something piece by piece.
Oh, yeah.
She put her head down?
She's used to eating like a whole burger
we'll
after
give her
a
burger
bath.
After a bath because it's so it's
or
tough
she,
on her.
Or if she goes to the doctor and, the they put, and they start yeah. poking her.
Yeah.
So this time, like, we were both together, so I gave Lisa a piece and I took a piece. So we gave her four little pieces
Yeah, we tore
of
the
burger.
Up. Instead of giving her at
the
once.
Whole one.
Teaching her division.
So she didn't know that.
I don't think she got.
She was expecting still. She was waiting for the big piece.
Yeah, I don't think she got it that this was the burger.
She ain't about sharing no fucking burger.
No.
So she waited for me and waited for me, and then I didn't know what's going on. Then I went to go pee, and she was over there moping in the hallway all sad.
She said she put her head down like
she
on
her head down.
She's like on her arms.
She got her two hands like this, look at this, and went down.
Personalities, man.
Kind of like when Chepo bombs, you know.
It wasn't that bad.
Actually, he looked like he had his head down, bro. People like that don't even know they bomb, bro.
Oblivious?
Oblivious, like, what do you say? He was bombing with confidence.
I used to say that about fools up there bombing and then act like they didn't bomb.
Is La Raza still mad at Paul Rodriguez? I think La Raza already forgot, bro.
No, they didn't forget. They're still mad.
Oh, fool, I went to go do the East LA parade, and guess who was there? The actor from from Boulevard Nights.
Which one?
The older brother, the one that was straight. Enrique Iñiguez.
Iñiguez or something.
Because that was Puppet, right? That was what's his name? Chuco.
Uh-huh.
Chuco, right, with Daniel La Paz. But then he had his older brother with long hair. That guy was at the parade.
Still looking good?
Hell yeah. Like an old man.
He looked like an older actor. You could tell he was an actor right away.
Yeah, just why? The haircut?
Just the way he carried himself. Yeah. He had a scarf on.
Somebody recognized me.
And he had just way too much personality, you know?
Yeah.
It was really weird. Like, he turned it on, yeah.
A lot of lookaways. And
yeah.
Who then? The Paz was there. No, sorry, my bad. Then it's Trejo, Cap G. Big Boy, San Wonder had her own float.
Danny Trejo had some blue velvet shoes. And slippers, like bedroom slippers, but you know the fancy kind.
Oh, part of the Memphis Mafia, man.
And he was wearing those with his LA Rams shirt and
jacket. He had like a Letterman jacket on.
Oh, yeah.
They're in first place. Might as well get some blue Stacey Adams.
Yeah. You also ran into an old friend, right?
Oh, shit. I ran into the guy that heckled. That was heckling his comedy show.
Oh, yeah.
And was making everybody laugh. He was getting more laugh than the comedians. And I saw that fool. He's part of the Volkswagen Bus Club. And I told him, bro, you're the heckler. That's me, man. Tell these guys, hey. Tell them how I fucked up Jeff Garcia.
Hey, did he recognize you? You recognize him?
He recognized me.
Oh, okay, cool.
But then you realized who he was.
And it took a while because he looks a little different from that picture. Yeah. But he was funny. He nicknamed Homeboy the tow truck driver, dude. That was so hilarious, dude.
He goes, you got jumped, huh? Yeah, remember?
He was all trying to tag along with us one day. And then after that, he's like, you know what happened with me that one night? I got jumped that night. Good, dog. He also he gave Jeff Garcia a hard-ass time. This is how bad that dude bombed. He was backing on his legs. Then he's like, huh, I didn't even know you. Tell everybody what kind of razors you use, eh? He's like, hey, dog, you in a stop or what, fucker? And then so this dude bombs, gets off stage, and he goes up to Felipe because Felipe was going to go up next, and he goes, handle it, dog.
I'm coming to Denver on November. No. I'm coming to Denver on New Year's Eve, December 31st, at the Paramount Theater. We're partnering with Pot Guide, the leading online guide to find dispensaries 420 friendly.
Lodging,
cannabis events, dispensaries, deals, and more. Pot Guide is helping me put together a meet and greet on December 21st. It's going to be at the Peak Dispensary. Stop by from 4 to 6 p.m. for a photo, say hi, to get a half gram joint for a penny.
What?
A penny.
A penny, though.
A penny.
Give me a Lincoln.
So if you're going to be at Denver, come by 4 to 6 p.m.
on the 21st.
On the 21st at Peak Dispensary and get your half gram joint.
And you can come to the meet and greet.
For a fucking penny, goddammit.
You can come to the meet
it.
And greet even if you're not coming to the show in Denver, but we hope you come to the show, too.
So. This fool said lodging, Rasa. Perfect.
He can't read my writing. Lodging. 420 friendly lodging. So they have a list of 420 friendly like apartments and condos and Airbnbs and hotels and
give
stuff.
Give me a Toby on that one.
Yeah, so we could use.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, man. So they have hotels now that are 420 friendly?
So in some places that are where it's recreationally legal. You know what I mean?
So you go check in.
It's
you can't
find
a front desk because they're hitting a bow, huh? Great.
That's
friendly
cool,
for you guys. You know, like if you want to smoke in the rooms and all that stuff and they don't have. Or they have a patio that's 420 friendly. You know, stuff like that. I think any kind of smoke in the rooms is not a good idea because it stinks over time.
Yeah.
No matter what it's been, whether it's tobacco
or weed. You
don't
want your jacket to smell like that.
Right. So I would have like a couple little lounges. If it were my hotel, like one on the rooftop, maybe one little lounge.
I would have the smoking section and like the lounge with the windows open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or a little balcony.
Yeah, some sort of, yeah.
And just have it there all day, all night,
like
open.
Just like a bar. Just like a hotel has a bar, you know, this is their
and I make
bar.
Sure there's a guy there selling coffees because you got to make money too, man.
Yeah.
Home, like anything, like if you were to have like homemade something just available, because I'm pothead, love homemade anything. What they making today? Oh, man, they just made this badass jello with marshmallows in it.
Normally, I hate that,
bro, but I need to taste it.
You'll be surprised with you when you're high.
Yeah, man. Like the one of the goodest things I ever made high. Because I never made it again, bro.
What?
I didn't have shit to make. First of all, I just had jack, tuna, and tortillas. So I got me a flat tortilla, bro. I made my tuna on the side, like with mayonnaise, tomatoes, onions, jalapenos, and I spread it on my tortilla. And then I put Monterey Jack cheese in it. I folded it. I put a lot of butter and oil, and I fried that motherfucker till it got crunchy. And I ate four tuna enchiladas, quesadillas, bro. They were crunchy. They were good.
They were good?
Fool, when I bit into it, some of the mayonnaise was coming out of the bottom, burned me. Lisa, what? You don't like it?
I don't like hot tuna. That disgusts me. Like, stop it.
Tuna's
right
bomb. I just would never mix it with a tortilla, though. But, I mean, I would probably have a different outcome if it was like that.
We got an aristocrat here.
I like crisps.
Oh, tuna melts are the bomb.
I like crisps.
Ooh, Rodrigo,
I can't have any hot tuna.
Ooh. I love tuna.
Rodrigo, my first time in New York, I was with Frenchie San Pedro and
Manzano. Coco.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't know shit about no daddy, dog. I don't know shit about no daddy. I don't know shit about how big the fucking sandwich is going to be. So I ordered a tuna melt. They didn't even fold it together.
No, you can't close it.
They didn't close it, bro. Yeah.
Open
it. It was big ass toast. Was a big ass fuck melted.
That's what a melt is.
Melted
it's not
cheese.
Close.
And they put the big ass like a ice cream scoop of fucking tuna on top, bro. And I couldn't even close it.
Yeah.
I had to eat it like Pippi Longstocking, bro. Like a wafer.
Yeah.
That's how I would have melted it.
Yeah?
Yeah, melt is supposed to be like that. You're supposed to eat it with fork or knife or like that. Like a melt isn't supposed to be made like a sandwich.
Because I would just cut the
that
tuna down with the knife and fork or a fork and then eat it like, you know,
that sounds
toast.
Good.
Yeah.
But one time I only had like six avocados, dude, and bread and mayonnaise.
You only had six?
Yeah.
That's a lot of avocados.
Well, I was like, that was all I had. That was
if
all
I was saving it to
my
guacamole,
I was by myself. So I had a whole thing of bread. So I just toasted the bread, put mayonnaise on it, and then just put slices of avocados on it. I ate like six of those. I ate them all.
You pay a lot for that in the restaurant.
Yeah, before. Ooh, what was it called?
California
spread.
Salad or something.
That's what I ate today.
It's bomb, dude.
Well, avocado toast.
I toasted toast, and I got the whole avocado, bro.
You charged like $9
time,
for that.
I put mayonnaise this time.
Veganaise?
I want to eat like Cuban style. I put veganaise, then I put the tomato on top. At least they had these heirloom tomatoes. Put it right on top.
The best.
Pepper. And then hard salt. Forget
about
it.
That is bomb.
But you know what I put too? Jalapeno.
You put jalapeno on everything. He puts jalapeno on everything, even if it's like Italian food, pasta, Asian food. It just doesn't. It makes everything taste like jalapeno, though.
The jalapeno revolutionized pizza.
It kills me. And you do it before you even try the food. And I just want to punch you sometimes.
Hey, fool.
What's wrong with that? One time, I got the leftover spaghetti, and I fucking microwaved it with two slices of cheese, and I fucking cooked the flour tortilla, and I put it in a tortilla with jalapenos, bro. That shit was good.
Hell yeah. I was going to ask you, though. Pickled jalapenos, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do fresh jalapenos?
Hell yeah, no,
I roast them. Too hot? I like them, dog.
But sometimes I roast a jalapeno for you. I roast fresh jalapenos for
That's
you.
My
you love
shit
them.
Right there, I haven't tried them roasted, though.
Yeah, I roast them all
how
the time.
How did you eat them?
I just slice them for them, put them on top. It just gets you hot, and it goes away in like 5 minutes, though.
Yeah.
Dog. It's good, though, dog.
It's good on pizza, that.
Oh,
if
my
you try
God.
That
oh,
on
my
better,
God.
That's the
toss
best
that
on
shit
pizza.
In the calzone,
that's
dog.
Not good,
no,
man.
It's the
crazy
best. Fresh jalapenos
that, dude,
on pizza
I used to
is
be,
great.
I used to be against them, and then I finally good. Had them. I was like, wow, dude. Wow.
You put that on a pizza, it's delicious.
It depends when they get pickled, dude. Sometimes they lose the kick. I like it when they have a little bit
you're
of
right.
kick. And if they get over pickled, it's like you just it's
that's
like
mushy. Too.
Yeah, it's like damn.
I don't like the fresh jalapenos on pizza. That's just nasty
no,
to
it's
me.
Good.
I hate it.
Bomb, dog.
Every time I have a jalapeno, they
jalapeno
give it to
and garlic,
like that,
put
I get
it on
angry.
Well, I got angry when they sent them with the pickled one. Mama, dude, I thought you were going to do them fresh like last time. We don't have any. Well, fuck that, dude. Oh, my God. Dude.
But
you ate them all.
Like I ate them all.
Like if I eat them menudo or eating any kind of caldo, any stew, and if somebody puts the fucking pickled jalapenos, man, that's just nasty, bro. That's to be fresh.
Yeah, but diced up. That's how I've eaten them. Or the little one, the serrano ones. They get even a little hotter, dog.
So you eat the jalapeno raw now?
Yeah, dude.
Like slice my dad just dipping it in salad.
Oh, I eat them like that. And I like the little serrano ones, which are hotter, too.
The serranos are good.
Well, you can only have them, you know, eat a little one or two, you know. But yeah, man. Bomber like that, dude.
Felipe can't do hot ones because it's wings. Somebody asked if you would do hot ones. I don't know if it's... Oh, there you go.
Whataburger double meat with cheese and bacon. I never had the Whataburger double meat with cheese and bacon, but I've had the...
I've had it. It's all right.
The big Tex-Mex with jalapeno.
Is that the one that comes in that Texas toast?
You know how we do it. Lisa made jalapeno...
What? Poppers?
No, jalapeno cakes.
Oh, corn muffins.
Cornbread.
Cornbread with jalapenos. Yeah.
You use the fresh ones on those?
That's fresh.
In the mix. Hey, what's the name of that sauce that you had on those chips this weekend, you said?
Bitching sauce.
Bitching
okay.
sauce. It's
but that
almonds.
Was, but that was,
that
almonds.
Was good,
yeah.
man.
But that was our onion flavor. But, bro, get the chipotle and get the original one and get the jalapeno one.
That's available bomb. Only at Whole Foods?
Whole Foods, yes.
Not Traders.
But when they go out of state, they don't write bitching because like, people get offended and shit.
Shit was good, dude.
Oh, really? They call it something else?
Just call it sauce.
Huh. Good on sandwiches, dude. Weird. Damn.
What's up, fool?
Well, if they make vegan ones for vegans, that's great. But we can't just go on hot ones. They got to book you. So tell them to book Felipe.
What?
Hot ones. That's a show where you eat hot wings or whatever. But they said some vegans have done it.
You did Christmas shopping for your kid?
That's all done, dude. Everything's done.
Me too, man. I was at a we're not even halfway
Me
done.
Too.
Our anniversary in damn. 2 days.
Anniversary is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Happy anniversary, guys.
and
3 years now. Four
years married.
We're supposed to like plan our big, have a big party.
Yeah, we're gonna have a party this weekend.
And then we're gonna have a party on the 15th. We had it all planned out. Then Lisa had to get up. Hysterectomy.
I did a hysterectomy. Yeah.
How did you feel the last month?
I felt like shit over the last 2 months, but really.
You were losing blood, right?
I was losing blood, but I think
she was
actually.
At the Simpsons, bro.
I think that the.
Or the color of her skin?
I was. Well, I had no color. My lips were completely colorless.
And chap.
I thought I was going to faint with every step I took
lips,
on Wednesday.
Her lips were the color of her fingernails.
What was going on?
Well, I had a fourth miscarriage in 2 years. But I think that's the problem in terms of how I felt in the past couple of years, really, the past year. I think all the back-to-back miscarriages caught up with me, and I think I lost a lot of blood anyway. But this last week or 2 weeks, I'd been losing a lot of blood because since the miscarriage, they said I had a what's called a molar pregnancy, which is like this
One in a thousand, you said?
One in a thousand women get it. And it's like you get a remnants of your it wasn't even a fetus. It was just the sac and placenta pieces and stuff like that. That's all I had in there. There was no baby. But when they took it out, they I guess didn't get all of it. So there's some pieces that remain, and it's almost like a symbiote in venom. Like it tries to get into the other parts of your body.
Cause like an infection.
And it can,
like
it can cause cancer. So it can, and it loves to go to the lungs.
So I've been carrying that for a month.
Yeah. So me too. So we were worried about that. And then my uterus was getting bigger and bigger.
Dude, it was like the size of a fucking jawbreaker. They saw a Magic Mountain, the big ones.
No, I mean, it was like 10 centimeters wide, which is really big. It's like double the size of it should be, but when it's not pregnant. But anyway, so I was bleeding a lot and a lot of clots and stuff and really gross, like coming out. But I had two huge accidents.
One in Vons, right?
One at Vons, and I had to leave Vons like with stuff coming out of my shoes. I mean, it was brutal, and I had to run out of the store, and my son had to take care of the rest of the transaction. And I was like, I'll just meet you at the car. But I had a whole bunch of groceries and everything.
He said, I was driving like Harvey Keitel with Tim Roth bleeding in the back of Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, yeah, it was. And Isaac was freaking out.
You drive blood on the outside of the house, inside the house.
Yeah, the driveway and everything. It was everywhere. But I had lost
right
so much
the bathroom,
blood.
I had to like help her with her pants, and there were blood.
It looked like a murder.
Like if somebody stabbed her with a sword between her legs and just tried to dig up.
It looked like
it was bad, dude.
That.
It was. I don't know. Like Isaac didn't know what to do, and I like, but I just have to. I like took her pants off, threw them in a trash can, put them in a bag.
And then I lost my favorite shoes too because they were ruined. But it was anyway. But yeah, so I lost a lot of blood. But I was supposed to have surgery already on Wednesday. But on Wednesday morning when I woke up, because I had to fast for the surgery too, so there's no way for me to replenish all the blood I lost and the hemoglobin. So I get there, and my blood is already 4 units below normal, the beginning of the normal range, which is like 12. Mine was 8 when we started surgery.
So they can't even start surgery like that, right?
Well, they did start surgery like that. He thought it was okay, but then after surgery, I was recovering okay, but I was like, I still feel like not just, I could tell it wasn't the drugs. It was something else. I just felt like I didn't have any life in me. But that's why we canceled, because I had to get fluids. That was one thing. Because I wasn't allowed to drink water either, because I was fasting for the surgery. You know, you're supposed to go completely. But my body was so depleted from the last week or 2 weeks before that. So I felt like I was going to die. And then after they did the surgery, they gave me a blood transfusion when I was laying there. And I was awake when it was happening. It took like 4 hours slowly. I felt like a different person. And I still do. I feel like I have energy like I haven't had in a couple years. I feel awesome. I feel positive. I feel happy, like just sitting there doing nothing. And so I'm glad we went through it. But it was tough on Wednesday.
Brutal, man.
It was a surprise because I called and I said, I feel like I'm going to faint. And she said, you should go to the emergency room. That was the person. Because I was like, am I still going to have surgery? Like all this is happening the same day. It was a mess.
And it was like, you waited a long time, right?
I waited 2 hours. I was supposed to start at 4:30 and surgery started at 6:30. So that produced a lot of anxiety, man. I didn't like that.
You were out of energy. This is all before the blood transfusion, right?
Yeah. I just wanted some water or something. I was like, I just want something to drink.
No, then they're going to take your ovaries out?
Because I didn't sign consent, because on the consent
They give you all this form, and you're like, you barely can read, bro.
Of course.
Like, you're like this. Well,
I didn't sign one
of
them.
What if you don't have no one to read it for you?
Yeah.
It's like you signed it, and then something bad happened.
And they took your leg out, bro.
Yeah. Well, I didn't sign it because it was a little different than what he had said, and he was saying that they were going to take my ovaries, too. And I said, no, because that means I start menopause right after this, and I'm not ready for that. Like, God, I haven't prepared myself for that. And if they take my ovaries, that's what's going to happen. And that's not what we discussed. That's not what we discussed. So the doctor finally got there. And then he's like, I know it's not what we discussed, but if I don't, he said, so he changed the wording just slightly. It's saying if the ovaries are involved in the whole mess down there, he would have to. Because he said, I can't wake you up and have you sign consent and then go back in there. He said, so this allows me to do it if it's necessary. I said, well, you got to write if it's necessary.
And that fool didn't tell you that before? That was like,
no, we didn't talk about that as a possibility. So I was so afraid, but I got to keep
that
my...
shit too, man.
That was the first question I asked. And I know I was drugged up, but she goes, okay, Lisa, we're taking you back to your recovery room. She's like, you did great. Everything's great. And I said, do I still have my ovaries? That's all I wanted to know. She said, yes, I believe they're still there.
And it was raining hard that night.
Oh, yeah, it did. It rained hard. It did.
And I went back around 1, right, or 2. No, I went back after her surgery at 8:30 because they stopped visitation closed at 8.
Yeah, but they made an exception because the surgery was so late. And they were offering you to stay overnight.
Yeah, too. They made me a little bed. I'll give it, but I had to go back.
I had to take care of the dog.
I had to go back and feed the dog and walk the dog, and I had to go feed the bunnies.
Yeah.
I probably had to hit a fat bowl too.
So then he took care of everything though, and you brought me soup, and you put lotion on my feet.
I went home and I said, "Man, so she gonna have no food to eat, right? Because she's vegan."
And but man, the kitchen's closed too.
The kitchen's closed, it's too late. Bro. And they don't save you food, by the way. Like, oh, you didn't eat.
You're gonna need your strength.
Yeah. So I went to fucking
Rite Aid.
To get the medicine, and then I was in there high. Motherfuckers started doing Christmas shopping too. I bought me a little house. All the Christmas decorations were half off. So fuck it, dude. We didn't have shit at home. So I got the little house, and I bought a bunch of snacks, cookies, and I bought her this soup that was actually a vegan. It was Italian vegetable soup with beans.
Yeah, it had beans in it. But
when I tasted it, it had no flavor, so I had to put my own smoke flavor, and I put on salt, and I boiled it, and I put in that Joe Rogan Yeti. Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, 4 hours later, still warm.
Yeah.
Were you up there doing push-ups, Felipe?
This is the most awesome. I want to get these for us, too.
I heard shout out to Joe Rogan.
I wonder how much these cost to make.
No, they're like Yeti's expensive, but the thing about Yeti is it keeps it cold or hot.
Oh, I know.
Like,
for
it's
hours.
Like a mad, like insulated.
This coffee will stay hot for 4 or 5 hours.
My homie has an ice chest. And it's unbelievable what it does.
And it's a Yeti ice chest.
Yeah, it's like, nice.
You could put a whole dinner in there.
Yeah, what you can say about Igloo or whatever, it's cool. But that stuff, it's almost like it has batteries. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll surprise how cold the stuff will get or stay.
Yeah, man. So I boil a lot of water and I took all the coffee smell out of it and I put it with soup and I sat there. And when she came out of it, they gave her, first of all, they gave her the hardest drugs you can give to a man. There was Oxy.
They gave me Dilaudid and morphine.
I was like, I was there, bro, fiending. Like, give me one, two. I want to be diluted.
I did not like, I don't like the way that feels.
She was way out, bro.
Like, they cut you open.
It makes my eyes feel like they're just so heavy and sinking into my brain.
I kept thinking about Yorsey's Thomas joke. Who wants to be that high?
I know. I'm trying to come out. I feel like I'm trying to climb out of what do you call it? Like the torpor, the sleep that pulls you in, I don't like that feeling.
They gave her, and then like she couldn't.
I'm trying to talk.
I was feeding her ice, and she didn't even notice.
No, I remember.
Yeah.
I remember you were feeding me ice. That was the beginning. I needed it. I needed that ice so bad. I was so thirsty.
That's what you get for an anesthesiologist, right? Yeah. That whole dry mouth. Like.
Oh, yeah. And of course, the tubing, had scratched my throat, so I felt like I had a sore throat for a day.
Maybe tell you, man, hospital. I would say pound for pound had the best ice for sodas.
It's clean, dude. It's crunchy, they use like super
cool. It's full of air.
Flaky. They actually use real water in there.
Oh,
in
man. In what?
Man, you can write you can have a whole podcast, bro, just on the people who are there waiting for their sick ones, bro, at the waiting office.
Oh, that's brutal.
Those motherfuckers should be inside. Bro, but when we first got there to emergency room.
Because I went to emergency before room, my surgery.
The emergency room, the ER of any, but put it this way, this hospital, Praise Chapel?
No, Providence, which Holy Cross.
Holy Cross.
There's a lot of them all over.
Holy Cross in the Valley is Catholic, right?
They're all Catholic, yeah.
These motherfuckers hire a lot of people from homeboy industry. There's a lot of cholos drawing blood at the hospital.
The guy taking patients in and taking temperature.
And what happened? You said that. They thought that you had a baby still and didn't want
to. Well, the problem is I had to explain all this along the way, so it's so rare because
this is a explain to
it's a Catholic it's a Catholic hospital, so they have
strict rules.
They have a policy and they don't do abortions, right? But this isn't an abortion. But the doctor had to justify and clarify to the hospital that this was not an abortion. Like, she's not really pregnant. Because I had to take a pregnancy test before all this stuff. And I said, well, why do I have to take a pregnancy test? It's going to be positive.
She was pregnant because the one in a thousand.
Because all those remnants make my blood level show that I'm pregnant. And that's – and during –
your biology is saying –
my biology is saying you're pregnant. I have all the symptoms, everything. And it's rare and it's hard to explain that to somebody who doesn't understand and never heard of it before. I never heard of it before. I taught childbirth for years. I didn't know.
These guys sign checks. What do they know?
Yeah. Or they're making the schedule or whatever. So she's like, you have to take it before your CT scan. And I said, yeah, but it's going to be positive. So then what do I do? Am I going to get rejected? I'm not going to be able to take my scan. She's like, well, I have no idea. So she had to talk to all these people. Then they finally called my doctor. I said, just call him. He knows why. Like, there are two doctors I'm dealing with who know this, and I know this. Everybody else who's dealing with this should know as well, or should at least understand what I'm saying here. So
how long did that take?
That took a long time, and it was a lot of policy. I actually was on the phone crying
you're waiting,
one time.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. So, but those. But having to explain all that was really tough.
You would have lost it right there, man.
No, you got to be calm in those situations.
You have to be calm, but it's
or
tough.
They'll call the cops.
Or you would have pushed that gurney like Michael Corleone to another hospital.
Yeah, because the thing is with that thing, when you're
– you're in your hands, right,
yeah,
bro?
You can't get crazy. It's like being at the airport. Yeah. What happens when you get crazy at the airport? You'll get locked up.
But your credibility is going to go out the window too. And so anything you ask for, you're going to be seen as the crazy guy, you know, and you're not going to get any attention. And they're going to remember you next time.
And it's funny too with all the employees there. Once they – like you get a new nurse on the shift or whatever, they all got to look at your file and like – so many room for mistakes, dude.
Yeah, so
like,
they're reading my chart, and I know what's in my chart because we share the chart at home. Like, it's all online. So I know that what's in my chart, and then they're reading it, and then they kind of put it together, and they see, oh. And I said, yeah. I said, you know what your system needs is, like, a paragraph about what the problem is that summarizes all this stuff in the charts. Like, if you look at each of the charts – but somebody shouldn't have to do that at first glance.
Right, right.
You pull it up, you know – 46-year-old woman, you know, pregnant, you know, signs of pregnancy but not pregnant, you know, stuff like that, you know, has a molar pregnancy, which indicates, you know. But the doctor turned to me and he said, I had to really fight for this, mine and another case this month. He said, because they thought I was terminating pregnancies. So like 2 in 1 month. And he had to justify this. He said, you know, it's a religious hospital and everything. I said, yeah, that's crazy though.
And imagine all the people that don't have
messing
healthcare
with my care.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, man, I'm glad you're feeling better. You were like, I don't know what's going to happen to you the second time. I was all worried.
I know.
Man, let me tell you, when I got home and you weren't there, the house felt so big. I was very depressed and listening to Charlie Brown music. and you're not there.
With the doggy.
Luckily, Shelly was there to help too.
Mm-hmm.
Your assistant.
Yeah, Shelly helped a lot. Yeah. She did all the work stuff and picked up Isaac when I needed it. And
I'm trying to get you to go visit her, bro. Tough. I'm getting stopped by fucking those dudes that pick up the patients and throw in another bed. Those big dudes.
The orderlies. They're fans.
And it's the security guard was a fan. And the doctor was a fan, bro.
I said orderlies. That made me give me a thought of that.
Fat Boys, Disorderlies.
I love that movie, man.
That's a badass movie.
Anthony Geary's in that too.
Yeah.
He's a bad guy.
That shit hasn't got redone.
Oh no, I don't know if he's a bad guy, but he was the scientist guy in there.
It's like, damn, bro. It's like a lot, so much blood. It felt like really somebody like impaled you.
Yeah.
Human body's amazing, man.
Didn't hurt. It's just a gusher.
The body just knows how to clear shit out, huh? Yeah. Without you knowing it. You know what? I know you're not. I know. It's gonna be bad for you, but my body got to do this to get better.
I have a feeling that because this was the fourth one, and the first three were all molar pregnancies, but everything left my body, and I had natural miscarriages. This fourth one, I decided to have a DNC and have it surgically removed. There was no baby. I was like, let's just clear it out. It'll be more predictable. I don't have to go through these problems with like a regular miscarriage. But I did, and it continued, and I feel like my body would have cleared everything out if it had done it on its own. But with the DNC, I think it left parts in there, and I think that was where I made the mistake.
You got the blood transfusion before the surgery, right?
No, after. After you guys visited. After you and Isaac were there, that's when they started the blood.
We could have lost you in the surgery, mm-hmm. all that blood you lost.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
That was tough.
Now you feel like 100%. We were talking on the phone. You were like, well, you took squishy like, for a walk.
Yeah, I feel. I started doing stuff right away. I mean, if I'm sore and I have to be careful, like doing too much or pulling, you know, pulling the dog or like picking stuff up.
When the doctor said I could hit that dog. No, just kidding. We'll wait.
It's going to be a while.
That's right, cocksucker. Not about the he's and the ha-ha's. But you got a scar, right? I saw that scar.
Well, I got laparoscopic surgery. So, well, that was the worst part.
Sounds like a very technical lap dance.
No, they fill up your abdomen with air, and then they put a camera in there. Oh, and they God. Only That's make right. a couple incisions.
Bro, Lisa could have got released, but she needed to pass gas. She was blown after the surgery.
Because they put carbon dioxide air in your body.
She was in hella pain.
It was worse than labor pain. It was worse than childbirth. It was horrible. I was walking around the floor at night like, can I just get a Gas-X, anything? No, they didn't. They have to get like doctor's authorization for a fucking Gas-X.
And don't know. Like fools to stay young, and a lot of like people that have a lot of money. Because I know like the dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers, also the ex leader from Korea. Don't they get like blood transfusions and shit? Like
I've heard that some people, stuff like that. But
that's what I was thinking when you said you felt haven't had that many.
The next time I feel worn down like that, I'm gonna have my blood checked, and I'm gonna see if there's something that electively that I can do like that, because it made all the difference. I felt like I honestly feel like I maybe have not felt this way in 5 to 6 years. Like longer than.
Where would blood the giver? He must be one happy ass motherfucker somewhere. Hitting fat bones laughing. Yeah.
But I know I feel great.
Farting rainbows.
It helps so much.
The health of your blood means a lot to your fucking biology.
Yeah, man. And it just like to be that low on blood from, I think it was the 4 miscarriages back to back, because I lost a lot of blood with those other ones. At home,
oh, they talk about blood. Y'all should have had Toby here.
Oh. He's an expert on bloods.
Let me have those pants.
Oh, you wasn't over there being all bumftable. When he said that shit, I was like, what?
He said bumftable?
Because, dude, this one guy, he got buzzed.
Toby
everything, no C's.
Toby got
no
so
C's.
Buzzed, he did not pronounce C's because he was a blood, so he was not comfortable. He was bumftable.
Oh, your last name is Bortez.
Oh my God.
Little Nike Bortez. Like, dude, like, you took, dude, these fools took gang banging into literacy, dude. Vocabulary.
She was bleeding on uncontrollable.
Dude, that shit was funny, dude.
What's that?
That's your lip chapstick that you left open on the table. Chewy ate it. Or Squishy ate it.
She broke it.
She broke it open and ate all the.
She ain't gonna have no chapped lips.
Oh, that she has chapped teeth.
You can't believe it.
Yeah, you start noticing little animals, huh? Let me get, because the bunnies was the cords and what else? Clothes and like little
shoelaces.
Cords and shoelaces or straps on backpacks. Right? Well, I had this is my second pair, but the other one. Grover ate the strings out of the snip snip.
Oh, you got another pair of tennis shoes?
This is my, I had two pairs. The other one I actually have three pairs. I have another white one. They're somewhere. The other ones got ruined, yeah. My gray ones. Anyway.
But the dog wants to meet the rabbit. She goes, maybe she wants to eat him. I don't know.
We can't tell. Because she does lick her lips.
I don't, but you said, like, how many teeth does she have?
Not
yeah.
many.
She'll be all right.
She won't hurt him, but I feel like the rabbits might hurt her at first.
And then she'll try to get
And then she might, like, you know, get nervous. So we have to slowly them. Introduce them, yeah.
But do you feel better, like, 100%? You sound
I feel
like 100% over the phone.
I feel 100%.
Go out there, go out dancing now, Lisa.
Well, I mean, I'm sore. Like, I'll have a little, you know, I have pain here in my incision, but I feel great. Personally, like, inside, I feel awesome.
Someone said, Omar Gonzalez said, someone needs to draw Lisa high on meds.
I didn't take it for very long. I really don't like that. I asked for the ibuprofen.
Jay O'Neill diluted, like in drugstore cardboard. Exactly.
Dilaudid, yeah.
Dilaudid. But that little bottle that they had was worth a lot, but they don't give you that much. I think you got a speck probably, huh?
I don't even know.
You pay it through your IV, dude.
Yeah, they put it, they mix it with the solution.
I guess so.
It's, but you don't, you're not that kind of, I think you like the peppier drugs.
I think
you
it starts
like
with that, then
stuff.
You go like Michael Jackson style, getting it that like, anything. Yeah. What would like those really those sedatives and everything like?
But I can see how good. People.
I don't like to be down out of it.
I don't want to go to sleep like and never wake up. Yeah, that's my whole thing.
But every once in a while, man, I might need a little good nappy.
Yeah, dude, a nap's kind of like
no
waking up.
You have no trouble napping, though. You
I was
no...
so tired, Rodrigo, when I got back from Arizona, from dude. Tempe. That fool.
We had a long night before we even started the week, though, dude.
Yeah, man, I was stressed. But did you sleep well the night before the show? What time did you leave to LA?
11, but I left. I took off to the airport at 8:45.
With
I called this fool at 8:30. Nothing. Phone's off. I got to leave, dude.
So he went on his own, like...
So I'll call you in the morning. And I'm like, me, I like to take care of it. Just so run into any stress, nothing. You're just there waiting an hour before your flight. And his phone was off. I was like, dude, I got to take off. I'm going to call him one more time. I went to go get coffee at Starbucks. Got my stuff.
Did he make it?
I'm sure he did. He's over here celebrating his birthday party. Okay. A little Santa hat.
Well, that's right. It's his birthday. Happy birthday to Martin.
Happy birthday to Martin Rizzo. Okay. He turns 31 or 30?
31, I think.
And she turned 30.
Well, I remember Johnny Rocha last year. What is he talking about? He's 31. Oh, like, you know, when somebody's like a year older than but he looks younger than you.
So is he older than Johnny? Then that means he's 32 then.
Yeah.
Because Johnny's birthday's in November.
But you know how fools say it, like, all like, you know, kind of a bit spicy. But, you know, your homies or whatever. But, yeah, it was funny. I was like, dude, it's not how old you are. It's what you look like.
What you look like and whose jacket you wear.
Oh, I know some fools are like, you know, they're young, but they look old, man.
I know, man. Like, fools, you ask him, he goes, nah, dude, like Raymond Orta, bro. 28.
He's 28. He was like 28 or 29. God damn, dog. In the 30s, fool, or what?
He is not 28. You're lying.
29?
Raymond Orta?
I don't know what his age is.
No, he's got to be 40. At least.
That little bolita in the army.
Yeah, 40. There's a picture of a
he's gotta be 40
Quincy Adams, I think. Is he a president? When he was 17, this guy looked like he was 40 years old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's back then when they used to work, dog. Yeah.
And how old was he, though?
In that picture, he was 17, but he looked like he was 45 years old.
Look at Richie Valens, how old he looks.
He looks like a mean senor,
like
huh?
Old.
It was tough back then, bro, like, for those old guys. But you never know somebody's going to ask you for a duel.
But, like, Richie Valens, he was one of those kids before he went to school. They had him out there picking oranges and stuff.
Yeah, remember, though, the picture of him and the picture of the real Donna, the real Richie.
Yeah, dude!
It's like, you got to remember, these kids weren't even done with high school yet.
Yeah, man.
When he died.
I was telling Felipe.
All his pictures are before he was 17, and it's like, how can that be?
When I was a little kid, my mom would go pick up my aunts. We'd go with her to go pick them up. They were in high school. They were straight up men in high school.
Yeah.
They looked like they were in the Eagles with mustaches, the little shirt open. Like, dude, like straight up men. Like, dude, like you look at high school kids now, they look like little kids.
I was to go pick up Isaac.
They look like Isaac.
Yeah.
I was to go pick up Isaac, but there was like some kids in his school that we had beards.
Yeah, there are a couple. There are a couple.
I remember the dude, that's the guy that would buy the beers.
Yeah, Isaac's probably going to be babyface.
The guy looks like there's people in his school that look like a real short 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Isaac looks pretty much just like you.
Yeah, he's just tall. He's going to have a baby face for a while, I think. His dad has a baby face, too. So.
What's up, fool? So you feeling all right?
I'm feeling great. I don't want to bring the podcast down, but yeah, it was pretty serious last week. So. And I don't know if we're going to have a podcast around Christmas time.
Me and Rodrigo probably going to do one in the house.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something in the house.
I'm down for whatever, dude.
Yeah, maybe we'll have like tamales and pozole and do a little...
Be real.
Get little eyes.
Burner's going to come to the podcast.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're going to get Burner on. And,
so a big Burner, dog.
Trying to get some more on as
He's promoting his shit, bro. He said that he was in... I don't know, I forgot where he was, but it was somewhere where they didn't have no weed. And then... He said they had the best weed there.
Who, Burner?
Yeah. His weed's good, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was all right. It was a little taste issue for me.
When you know you get people's product, but they themselves have the really good weed.
Yeah.
And that's a weed I want to smoke.
Yeah.
Your secret stash.
Yeah, man. That's what I never liked. When you go to a dope dealer, the weed guy goes, oh, man, it's for my personal stash. Bro, start selling a personal stash. But then again, Stevie's personal stash is better than the other stash.
Oh, well, he has like, you know, the sniffer brags. Then you got those dudes that go over there and sniff it out.
Well, there's so many people hanging around for free weed, though. You got to have some snicklefit stuff to give to those people.
I saw the best video ever, man. I saw the guy driving, and it was driving, and he grabbed this pre-roll somebody gave you, but he's ripping it in the air, man.
That's how bad it was. Dude, I mean,
if you give me a pre-roll, pretty much it's all shake.
Yeah, the one that we had that I think we gave Jerry one at one time, and then I smoked one of it.
That little cow on front with the top hat?
I'm not sure if that was it. It was something else. It might have been before that, though. I can't remember. But I lit it up, and it went, phew, it was gone.
Because my whole thing, even if the weed's dry and it's real good weed, right? It'll still taste good.
Yeah.
But if the weed's shitty and dry, it's even worse.
It was like the Christmas vacation cooking the turkey too long.
Basically,
it's
swag,
empty and dry.
When is the Chivo coming back, brother? If we'll cut him Chivo too away. He'll be back, man.
Toby was just on his podcast.
I saw that fool eating those balls dying, bro.
What were those? Those are like Orangina bottles or something like that. Was it a bong, like a homemade bong or something?
Homemade bong. What's up, fool? Shout out to George Perez Stories. The Scumbag Hour with fucking Psydig Eddie. Mega Man Hour with the Mega Man. Yeah, Man with Rodrigo Torres.
Yo, yo, yo
with Martin Moreno. And also, What's Up, Fool Podcast. And that's it.
And Dope Dealers.
Dope Dealers Podcast.
Drama Club.
And, Drama Club.
Thanks for having you, podcast. Frankie from, what's his name, from Vegas?
Oh, no, no. Thanks for the invite. Freddie Correa.
Freddie Correa. Yeah.
Las Vegas is finest.
Do Edwin and his wife still have one, too?
What am I eating? He a big-ass Chupa Chew right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Chupa Chew is always edible. To my edible. They hit you, bro, when you ain't doing nothing.
I've never gotten messed up by those. I've gotten messed up only by the stars.
Who better stop lying with their edibles?
Dude, everybody has the best weed now, dog. Stop, dude.
I think we should write that movie.
Yeah, we should. What's up, fool? Thank you, everybody, for having for listening to us all year on the podcast. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
We might be skipping an episode here or there.
Skipping an episode here and there. So hopefully you guys will write a good review on the podcast. Thank you very much, Lisa, for sharing your story. I know it was tough. I don't know how you're going to share it, but I'm glad you're alive. I love you.
I love you too.
And we'll see you guys next time, Rodrigo.
Have a wonderful week, guys.
It was a yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Thank you for listening.